Tristan brushed his teeth, washed his face, and took a look in the mirror. It had been a long day. Work had been really fucked up lately. With power came great responsibility. That was the part of his job that he hated sometimes. The buck stopped with him. He just wanted to let it all go, be held, taken care of, and fucked. That's what he really wanted. But Cindy was probably already asleep by now. Her job hadn't been easy lately either. He snapped the light off and headed to bed, thinking that at least sleep would be a bit of a respite. Cindy was underneath the covers and motionless on her side of the bed. She had left a dim light on the dresser. Tristan crossed the room to turn it off. "Tristan, leave the light on." He turned to look. He saw her smiling face, smiling too big to be on the verge of sleep. Cindy pulled back the covers and showed him her surprise. "How long do you want it for, Tristan?" "I was thinking about half an hour. Sound good?" Her tone was hysterically nonchalant. "Oh my God, honey, I love it when you read my mind. Half an hour sounds like exactly what I need." Tristan admired her muscular torso, knowing how hard she'd worked to attain it. Her goal had been getting in good enough shape to fuck him as long as he was able to fuck her. It was a fun little contest they had between them. She really could fuck him for a completely blissful half hour. He retrieved a towel from the bathroom, grabbed the lube out of the bedside stand, and handed it to her. He placed the towel over a pillow and flopped himself down over it, ass in the air. No matter what happened at work tomorrow, Tristan knew he would be able to handle it. So this can be a study in actually how much of an athletic event fucking someone can be, and often is. This typically comes as a real surprise to women who decide they want to explore pegging, and they discover that, yes, fucking someone is rather athletic. And to actually expect someone to continue fucking you for pretty much half an hour straight is a fucking tall order, right? Do I hear a yes, ma'am, gentlemen? So, yes, all of you